Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, November 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices were December corn down 5.5 cents at 393, D sweet down 4.5 cents at 594, and Jan beans down 9.25 cents at 1047. Lower prices. I think it's the uncertainty of the election more than anything else out here. The market just doesn't like uncertainty. The Dow's up 370, which may indicate a better chance for the president to be reelected. The metals are all higher. That's good for the grains. The dollar's up 7 ticks, not much there. But the crude oil is down 53 a barrel. That may weigh on the grains a little bit here. But I really think it's all about position, what the funds want to do here. Funds were long more corn than anybody thought. Not a lot more, but about 25, 30,000 contracts. But they're still long somewhere around 225,000 contracts of corn, 200,000 beans. So do they want to lighten up some of that before the election remains to be seen out here? The only buying we saw this morning was 204,000 metric tons of corn to unknown. That's most likely China. China demand continues to be very strong. They keep selling corn out of their state reserves. But, longer term, I think China's going to be looking for more U.S. corn. But in the short run here, we've got perfect harvest weather for this week for a lot of the country. I think tonight's crop progress reports will show that we've done a yeoman's job of getting this crop in. I think we're going to be all but finished by the end of the week if the weather holds. So, I just think that a little bit of harvest pressure, a lot of uncertainty about the election and what's going to happen over the next few days has got the market a little bit on edge. I think once we get through this, then maybe we can resume the rally. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.